The Gemara, Masechet Ksubos, in the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in explaining why ain oynus begitten, there is no valid claim of oynus by get, says El Rava Sfar de Nafshikama. Rava said a Sfara. What's the reason? Mishum Tznuus or Mishum Prutzus. The reason Chazal instituted that there should be no claim of oynus by gittin is because of tznuus and prutzus. And the Gemara explains itself. Mishum tznuus, what does that mean? The Amrit, if we're going to say, Loila have a get, that if there was an oynus that prevented the get from being a get, for example, he said, the husband said that if I don't come within a certain time, then the get should be a get. And then because of an oynus, he did not arrive at the time that he was supposed to. Says the Gemara, Zimnan de Loyonus, at times there really will not be an oynus. That means he really didn't fulfill the Tanai because he didn't fulfill the Tanai. And the get is therefore certainly a valid get. Savra, but this woman who's a tsnua and is always concerned to fulfill the halacha 100% properly, Savra, she's going to think, the onus, that indeed there was an onus, and because of that, ma'agna v'yosva, she's completely divorced. There's no question that she's divorced. But she's concerned that her get was not a valid get, and therefore, instead of getting remarried, as she certainly may, she will not. Umishim Prutzus. On the other hand, we need to be concerned about Prutzus. The Amrit, if we're going to say, Loila have a get, then indeed, if there was an oynus which prevented the get from happening, then the get is indeed not a valid get. Zimnin the oynus, indeed, sometimes there will be an oynus, and the get will indeed not be a valid get. V'amra, however, this woman who is a Prutzah will say loy onus, that there was no onus. She'll say, I have a piece of paper that's a get, and won't recognize that there was an onus. The Osla Mitzvah. And based on it, she will get remarried. The Nimsa get, bottle. But really, the get is not a good get, and she had no way to get remarried. She's actually an Asus Ish. Uba now, and the children she would have from a second husband would be Mamzerim. So, the Gemara is now assuming that indeed a get, an oynus, is indeed a valid issue by get, as it is in all areas of halacha. Oynus, rachmana patrei. Just Chazal, because of their concern, said, and of the concern that we just explained, mishum tznuus or mishum prutzus, said, Ein oynus begitten. Ask the Gemara, Omiyaka midi de midirais lo have a get. Ask the Gemara, this is difficult to understand. Is there a situation that midiraisa, it's really not a valid get? And just because mishum tznuus and mishum prutzus, because of the concerns that we just learned of tznuus and prutzus, Sharina and Eishas Ish l'alma, will say that this woman, that the get is a good get, and the woman is allowed to get remarried? Answers the Gemara in. Yes, the halacha is that Chazal have the ability that even though the get is not really a valid get midaraisa, she could still get remarried, because kol the mekadesh adata the rabbana mekadesh. Whoever gets married based on what Chazal establish, and therefore, when a person gives a get to his wife, the midaraisa, indeed the get is not a valid get. But Chazal were concerned for the various concerns we learned about in our shir. Chazal said, what we should do is, afkina rabbanan l'kedusha minei. Chazal say that this kedushin is not to be considered the kedushin. Chazal, so to speak, know that they were never married. There are many different opinions in the Rishonim on how to understand this concept of Afkinu Rabbona L'Kedusha Minei that have very significant Nafkamina L'Halacha. Rashi says that called the Mekadosh Adata the Rabbona Mekadosh is, since, as we know, and Tosfos makes this point on here as well, that by every kedushin we say Harayat Mekadeshes Libata Bazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So by saying Kedash Moshe V'Yisrael, we are annulling. We're connecting the kedushin to the approval of Chazal, and if Chazal don't want this kedushin, then the kedushin are not valid. In other words, Poshup Shat in Rashi is that when somebody makes a kedushin, he's making a kedushin with a condition. Every kedushin that's made is made on condition that it's only based on the approval of Chazal. The obvious question, there are a number of obvious questions by following this approach. One approach is, so what would be if somebody made a kedushin and he didn't say Kedas Moshe Yisrael? If Rashi is learning that the entire reason Chazal have this ability is because when we make the kedushin, we say Kedash Moshe Yisrael, and that's what we're making this Tanai, what would be the halacha when he didn't make the Tanai? One question. Another question is that throughout Shas and throughout halacha, we find that there are many rules said regarding Hilchas Tanoim. So, that's to be a Tanai Kofel, Hein Kodim Lalav, all sorts of different rules regarding what is considered a valid Tanai. Just saying Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael doesn't fulfill Hilchas Tanoim. So, why is it considered as if the Kedushin is made a Tanai? Why is it considered as if the Kedushin is made a Tanai, and therefore, if Chazal don't want the Kedushin, that would make that my Tanai is fulfilled and the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. Another question that we need to understand is if we're saying that Chazal have this ability of when we make a kedushin, it's Kedas Moshe Yisrael, and that is why the kedushin, if Chazal don't want it, as in the case of our Gemara, the kedushin becomes null and void. So there's a number of other questions to understand. One is, what would be the halacha if Chazal were mafkir the kedushin? So, what would be the status of the children that if Chazal were mafkir the kedushin, and this woman got married before they were mafkir the kedushin, would her children be mamzerim? For that matter, if Chazal were mafkir a get, what would be the status of her children? Are they mamzerim, or are they not mamzerim? Another question to be analyzed is if Chazal have the ability to mimafkia every kedushin, if Chazal have the ability to be mafkia every kedushin, why, if an Eishes Ish is about to be mezana, so we know throughout halacha, in order for a person to be chayiv an oynish bezdin, to be subject to an oynish punishment from bezdin, There has to be an asra. There has to be warning before the person does the aveira. And the asra may not be a hasra suffix. It has to be telling the person that's about to do this aveira definitively what you're doing is an aveira. But now the question is, since every kedushin, as we just learned from Tosfos, Rashi, Tosfos, to read the words of Tosfos and Divrei HaMaskil, Data Derabbanan Mekadosh, Lekein Oimrim B'Shas Kedushin, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So now the question is, why every time a woman, Chas V'Shalom, if she's going to be Mezana, how can we give her a Hasra? Maybe Chazal will be Mafkir Kedushin. If Chazal will be Mafkir Kedushin, she's not an Eshes Ish. So the Hasra that we give her is a Hasra Sofik. And since it's a Hasra Sofik, the Kedushin should not be, the Hasra should not be a valid Hasra, and a woman should never be able to get a punishment for doing an Aveira. So to address all these questions, we need to first again analyze how do we understand Kol D'Mekadosh Adat D'Rabbanan Mekadosh V'Afgana Rabbanan L'Kedushin Minei. Rashi's opinion is that every, as I said earlier, when somebody is Mekadosh an Isha, he's making a Tanai that if the Rabbanan don't want this Kedushin, the Kedushin should become null and void. Similarly, like we find in the Gemara in Masech, the Kedushin, Daf Samech Gimel Amar Aleph, that if somebody makes a Kedushin, is Mekadosh an Isha, Amanash Sheyirtza Abba, that the halacha is that if the father is not satisfied with the Kedushin, it's not a valid Kedushin. And that's, again, why we say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. However, says the Ritva, in answering a question that we asked a moment ago, what would be if somebody was Mekadosh an Isha and he did not say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? It doesn't make a difference. Because we have an Umdana, says the Ritva, that every Kedushin that's done is Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And Ritva goes on to say, even though we know Dvarim Shebelev Einem Dvarim, so even though we make an assumption that that is what the person wants in his Kedushin, it doesn't make a difference, even if he didn't say it. It falls into the category of Dvarim Shebelevoi Ubelev Kol Adam. And the halacha is that it's as if she said it, and the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos' approach is that the reason Afkinu works is because Chazal have that power. The Chachamim have the power to lacquer Dovah min HaTorah. Chachamim have the ability to say that something is not valid, even though we think it is valid. So in other words, it has nothing to do with, according to this approach, if they said Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, and it'll even be a step further. Because even the Ritva, who's answering the question that we asked, and what happens if the person didn't say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, even the Ritva says that only will work because we have an umdana that the person, when he was being Mekadosh, he was being Mekadosh Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So what would be if the person is saying explicitly that I didn't say the words Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? It's not because I accidentally forgot to say them. It's I deliberately am not saying Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So there, even the Ritva, it seems, would not be able to say that the person meant to connect his Kedushin, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, to what the Chachamim want. The person saying explicitly, he didn't say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, I don't want to make my Kedushin contingent Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Says Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is that is the power of Chazal. So if that's the case, if that, and Tosfos has a Rayus, and we'll explain Tosfos' Rayus, and we'll quote Tosfos' Rayus in a moment. But if that's the Vart, that according to Tosfos' explanation, Chacham have a very strong power, that even if I did not intend to connect my Kedushin, Kedash Moshev Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference. The Chacham have the ability to void that Kedushin. So let's understand the words of our Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol d'makadosh adat d'rabbanan makadosh, v'afkin rabbanan l'kedushin minei. Why do I have to say that? It doesn't have to be called the Mekadosh Adat the Rabbanan Mekadosh. All the Gemara should have said, and in fact, as we're going to quote in a moment, there are indeed such Gemaras that say so. All the Gemara should have said was, Afkin Rabbanan Mekadoshim Inei, that the Chacham have the ability to Mefkia Kedushin. Why does the Gemara have to say, called the Mekadosh Adat the Rabbanan Mekadosh? So in order to understand this question, and understand why Tosfos has to say there are two types of Hafkinu, we ought to first see the different places in Shas where Chazal apply the concept of Hafkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin. One is like our Gemara, where the Kedushin was a perfectly valid Kedushin, but because of a circumstance that happened later, the Rabbanan saw a reason to mevatel the Kedushin. And then there's another situation where lechatchila, originally when the Kedushin was made, the Kedushin was made in a way that were against the Chazal, against the Ratzon of Chachamim, and Chachamim said under those circumstances the Kedushin should not be chal at all. The first circumstance is Al Gemara. A person was Mekadosh his wife perfectly fine. Then afterwards he gave the get with the t'nai that we discussed at the beginning of the shir, where he said, if I don't come within 30 days, the get should not be a good get. And then he didn't show up. So Chazal saw, as we explained, Mishum Tznuas and Mishum Prutzas, Chazal said the reason that this Kedushin should be bottled. Another example. The Gemara says in Masechta Gittin, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, the Rebbe Gmura Azokin instituted that if somebody sends a get to his wife, he sends a get to his wife with a shliach, the halacha is that he can't be mevatel that get unless in the presence of the shliach. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph in Masechta Gittin quotes a machloikus tanoim. What would be the halacha if somebody was mevatel the get, not in the presence of the shliach? What is the status of the get? And there's a man da omer that says that if he was mevatel the get, even if he was mevatel the get, not in front of the shliach, the bittel is ignored, and the get is still a good get. Now the question is, let's understand this. Certainly, midaraisa, one has a right to be mevatel the get as long as his wife did not receive the get. And that's exactly what happened here. The person was mevatel the get, there was mevatel the get. Yes, he violated the takana of the Chachamim, who said that he should only be mevatel the get in front of the shliach. But that is only din the Rabbanan. So really the get is not a good get. Yet we're considering this woman divorced. Why? Says the Gemara, because Chacham were mafkir the Kedushin, and as far as the Chacham are concerned, she was never married. And the Gemara says, because of not that way, the Gemara says, Imloi ma koyach bezdin yofa, what power do Chazal have to make takonis? So again, this is a situation where the marriage was a good marriage, a kosher marriage, but Chazal saw a reason to void the marriage. Another example is a Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, where somebody gave a get to his wife with the condition, a Shchimera, who gave a get to his wife, if he'll die, the halacha is that he has a right to retract,
still says the Gemara, even if he retracts, the get is a good get. Chazal were mafkir kedushin. Another example is what we learned in Masechta Yevamos. Even though we know ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim, the halacha is you always need to have two edim. The halacha is one aid is neman to say that a woman's husband died. How can we trust one aid? If the halacha is a pishnei edim yakim davar, we need to have two edim. The halacha is because Chazal were mafkia the kedushin. So we see again, it was a perfectly fine marriage, but Chazal, for whatever reason, saw the need to void the marriage. These are all situations where Chazal, where the marriage was a good marriage. However, there are examples in Shas where this concept of Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushim Menei is used to void a marriage that wasn't good in the first place. The Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, says if somebody violated a woman who was mukadeshus to him, even though the rights of the kedushin are a valid kedushin, Chacham said that that's not a valid kedushin. Because Chacham said we don't want this kedushin to be valid. Or a Gemara, another example, a Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Omer Aleph. Somebody was mekadosh a woman when she was a ketana, and then when she becomes a gdola, he wants to bring her to the chuppah that it should be kedusha deraisa. And if somebody else, before he was about to do it, took this woman and was mekadosh her. So midaraisa, the first kedusha are not a valid kedusha. We spoke at length many sugyas in Masechta Yevamos that the kedusha ketana, unless it's her father marrying her off, are not valid kedusha midaraisa. So she's not midaraisa neshes ish, and therefore, when the second person is mekadosh her, when he's a gadol and she's a gedola, the kedusha, the second kedusha should be valid. However, the Gemara says since he acted inappropriately, Chazal will mafkia the kedusha. So now we understand very well that there are these are two different types of afkinu. There's one afkinu when the kedusha was done properly, and there's one afkinu when the kedushin was not done properly. And therefore, now we could understand, even if someone did not say Kedas Moshe Yisrael according to Tosfos when he made the kedushin, it wouldn't make a difference. Because still Chazal could be mafkia that kedushin if Chazal sees so fit. How are you going to understand Rashi? So that flaw says a very big chiddush in Rashi. That flaw says that even that the umdana that we quoted from the Ritva, that everybody who is mekadosh is mekadosh adat rabbanon, and even if you didn't say kadash Moshe Yisrael, it's as if you said Kedash Moshe Yisrael, says that flaw, not only in a valid Kedushin would that be the case, but even in a case where it's not a valid Kedushin, even in a case where it's not valid Kedushin, the halacha will be that he still is doing Kedash Moshe Yisrael, and therefore the Chachamim have the right to say that this kedushin is not a valid kedushin. The only question that's left is, what will be if he explicitly says that I don't want it to be kedas chachamim? What will be the halacha? There, even the hafla, who says that every kedushin, even a kedushin that's not a good kedushin, not a valid kedushin, not a proper kedushin, it's as if you're saying Kedash Moshe Yisrael, but if I'm explicitly saying I don't want it to be Kedash Moshe Yisrael, what would be the halacha? According to Tosfos, it still would be understandable, because we
Taisu says that's the power of the Chachamim. But how would the Hafla, what would Rashi say under those circumstances?
Needs to be understood.